Welcome to Chatterbox Y21, Kildavin Clonegal Veteran Players Podcast. This month, we welcome the candidates in the Tullow electoral area who are seeking election to Carlow County Council. We are grateful to all those who took part, which was in fact every declared candidate at this time except Phil Thompson of Sinn Féin, who had undertaken to participate but who unfortunately was hospitalised during the recording of the podcast, and we wish her a speedy recovery. It is important that we say that Clonegal Kildavin Veteran Players do not endorse or oppose any of the candidates or the views they express on these podcasts. Each candidate was asked to deliver their message to the electorate. All candidates were advised of the need for brevity but reasonable flexibility in relation to time allocated was applied to all candidates in line with the key elements of their message. In this episode, we hear from Brian O'Donoghue Fine Gael, Annette MacDonald Independent, Jim Dean Sinn Féin, Billy Nolan Independent, and John Pender Fianna Fáil.
Margaret Doyle here from Clonegal Kildavin Veteran Players. I'd like to welcome Brian O'Donoghue Fine Gael. And now, Brian, the air is yours for the next 5 minutes.
Thank you very much, Margaret, and thanks very much to the players for having us all down. It's a great part of democracy to get everyone in and get them to speak directly to the local electorate. Brian O'Donoghue is my name. I'm a born and bred Rathfilly man, for those of you that don't know me. I went to school in Rathfilly National School and went on to Tullow Community School before doing a year in media studies in Carlow and then 3 years of journalism in Dublin. After that, I started a career in journalism, spent 8 years in sports journalism, all based in Carlow, and I was very unfortunate shortly after that to lose both my parents quite young, and I threw myself into community work, particularly with the local GAA club in Rathfilly, and ultimately politics came and found me then, I suppose partly because I was doing an awful lot of good community work, and I was viewed as somebody who could continue that work on an official capacity. So in 2014, I became a councillor for the first time. At the time, the Tullow and Carlow town areas were actually combined, and I did very well. I got 1,018 votes, and then in the last election of 2019, the area was split, and I was running in the new Tullow area, which we're still in now, which now encompasses, of course, Kildavin and Clonegal and Meishill and the southern parts of the Tullow area. So I managed to hold my seat in 2019 with 858 votes, and I'm hoping to do the same this time. I've been very lucky to be a councillor for the last 10 years. I'm somebody who thinks of the bigger picture with things, and I don't tend to go for knee-jerk reactions to things that are topical at the time. I think we have a responsibility when we're elected by the people to think about a situation, look at both sides of an argument, and try and make a fair and balanced decision in the end. I've been very passionate about working on local projects in my own very close area, so I proudly built a playground with the assistance of the people of Hackettstown. We finished it in 2021 after 6 or 7 years of going through the Leader Programme, and that was a very rewarding experience. In the last few years, I've worked very closely with a number of different communities in trying to develop different pathways and new put in new footpaths. But I also think that we have to start looking at some of the national topics on a more local level, and by that I mean if we look at the situation with housing at the moment, in the Tullow area we are more or less going to meet our social housing targets in the next 18 months to 24 months, and I think what we need to start doing is looking at areas where we could actually start to build some more private housing. It's absolutely essential that we build social and affordable housing for people who need that type of service, that type of help, but there's a huge number of people out there, and until we start building and creating the environment to build more private housing so that people can afford to build and buy houses, we're going to have a continuing housing crisis. So that's something I'm going to work on as much as I can over the next 5 years. My absolute pet peeve is illegal dumping and litter tipping. And unfortunately, our rural roads and ditches are littered every single year. Only last week, I supported the Clonmore Tidy Towns with Spring Clean, where I provided a skip, and I think 40 different volunteers came out and picked a different roadway, and the tons and tons and tons of rubbish they collected was just frightening. And the very next morning somebody came out and there was fresh rubbish just dumped overnight, thrown out of a car. And I think the Carlow County Council has made huge strides in the last 10 years about tackling fly tipping, but I think it's time now we start to use modern technology and new ways of actually catching people, not only catching people but actually making it that they feel it's an unviable way to continue. My other two priorities in this next term, if I'm looking to be re-elected, will be to replenish as many footpaths in our towns and villages as there are. I think people are paying enough property tax, and if needs be, if we have to pay a little bit more to fund those footpaths, but I think it's one of the key things people, the first thing they see when they're walking on their streets, if the footpaths are good, they'll notice and appreciate what they're actually paying for. And the final thing then is planning permission. I already help numerous people with trying to get planning for their house, their business, whatever it may be, and I think it's a really important aspect of being a county councillor, and I hope it continues.
Thank you very much, Brian, and thank you for taking the time to participate in our podcast, and we wish you well in the future, whatever that future may bring. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Tom Doyle here from Sonegal Kildavan Veteran Players. I would like to welcome Annette MacDonald, Independent. Annette, the airways are yours for the next 5 minutes.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah. As Tom said, my name is Annette MacDonald. I currently work as a psychotherapist. I decided to run as an independent because this is how I feel I can best represent you. I am a candidate for local office with a sincere dedication to serve in our community, a community that I deeply care about. I want to share with you my vision and some plans for the future. Firstly, I will speak on mental health, well-being and community services. In June of 2023, a fanfare of announcements was made in local papers where counselling and well-being and mental health supports were to be introduced in primary schools in County Carlow by September 2023. I contacted several of these schools and was informed that this has not materialised. I seek to get this promise implemented. Alongside this, funding to local mental health and well-being charities was dramatically decreased in 2008, and this has never been increased to 2008 levels. This needs addressing. In relation to well-being and community resources, these are almost non-existent in small rustic towns and villages across County Carlow. Services in larger towns are funded with employed workers, yet small towns and villages are expected to run these services via volunteer input. Without volunteers, communities would fall apart. However, our fantastic volunteers do not have unlimited energy and time. We need proper funded services. In relation to the mindfulness of adults, amongst their wishes is to have the local link bus services extended to rural villages and the countryside. I seek to address this. A second issue is disability services. Wheelchair users complain of narrow footpaths and not being able to get out and about due to the dangers they're exposed to when trying to navigate getting around local towns. Footpaths should be normal conveniences for disability users. Additionally, there are not enough parking spaces for wheelchair users, and even if there are spaces, these are regularly occupied by people who do not have disabilities. I also wish to advocate for better inclusiveness resources in schools. For example, roll back on recent cuts for special education teacher time and special needs assistance. I wish to highlight the importance of an all-inclusive education within the community. All these concerns need addressing. A third issue is housing and planning permission. We are constantly hearing about Ireland's housing crisis. Latest homelessness figures proposed that there are nearly 14,000 homeless. Several couples and young people have in recent times applied to local planning authorities for planning permission on family land or in sites they could buy. Many complain that their applications are rejected. We need housing for young people to start families, but how can we do this if there is a shortage of social and affordable housing, while also denied building their own homes? Additionally, this does not just impact our youth. If our young people leave and are not paying taxes here, our pension age goes up. A fourth issue is transparency for what's happening in local communities. In recent times, people across communities are displaying their annoyance at the present government's lack of transparency in utilising accommodation to house international protection applicants, and the strain this is putting on assessing already ready, stretched local services. Recently, a spokesperson for the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth has told KCLR News, The department can only confirm use of a premises once a contract has been signed. This is true. Nothing can be confirmed until a contract is signed. However, local councillors can be informed by government of an expression of interest or intentions before negotiations begin or contracts are signed. I vow to advocate for this. And lastly, on environment, we need better upkeep of our roads. We need to ensure clean and safe drinking water, as well as protecting rivers and lakes. This is crucial. We need to develop strategies for climate resilience, including infrastructure upgrades, better home energy grants, and renewable energy incentives. Alongside this, community education is essential for mitigating these effects. Overall, environmental issues often disproportionately affect marginalised communities. Addressing environmental justice concerns requires equitable distribution of environmental benefits, as well as meaningful engagement of affected communities in the decision-making process. In conclusion, I ask for your support, not just for me, but for the vision we share for our community. Let us stand together to fight for Tullow Municipal District. Together we can build a future that is bright, inclusive and prosperous for all. So on election day, I ask for your vote. Let's make our voices heard and our community proud.
Thank you, Annette, for taking the time to participate in our podcast, and we wish you well in whatever the future holds for you.
Thank you.
Margaret Doyle here from Clonegall Kildavin Veteran Players. I'd like to welcome Jim Dean of Sinn Féin. Now, Jim, the airways is yours now for the next 5 minutes.
Thanks very much, Margaret, and to all your team here in Kildavin, and thanks for having me. As you said, Jim Dean is my name. I'm from Tinryland, and I'm running in the local elections in this area, which is the Tullow electoral area. And that's an area that would take in, from where I am, Tinryland, Tullow, Clonegall, Kildavin, Moishel, down to Pontclody. It's a vast area, and I'm on the road again, travelling, canvassing. I was elected first to the local authority in 2014 for Sinn Féin, and I was on the council for the first 5 year term. In 2019, I lost my seat. I put it down to the area where I was positioned. Tinryland was split into three different electoral areas, and I found myself in the position where a lot of people in Tinryland could not vote for me, because one half found themselves in the Carlow town area and the other side found themselves in the Munavyog electoral area, and I was in the middle. But anyway, apart from that, I've been out canvassing for maybe the last 6 or 8 weeks, and the response on the doorstep is very, very positive, and I suppose people are looking for change. I don't promise anything to anybody, but I would give good representations to people. I feel that the community and voluntary section of County Carlow, which is a fantastic group. A little bit more funding their way, I think, would be very, very beneficial. I was always involved in community myself. I'm not here to blow my own trumpet, but I think it's a vital part of community life in County Carlow. The value for money that the community and voluntary sector provide to their areas is it cannot be counted. And I do know there are supports there, but I think they need a little bit more, and I would be very anxious, if elected to the local authority again, to work with the community and voluntary sector in sourcing extra funding through negotiation with the local authority officials and other agencies. I suppose the grant systems that are in place too for people, the housing aid for older people, the housing adoption grants, and the housing grants for people with disabilities, there are vital components in the system in County Carlow, and they make people's lives more comfortable in their own homes. I always promoted those grants, and to this day I still do lots of grant works. Even though I'm not a councillor, I did continue to make representations after 2019, and I will continue to do so. Unfortunately, the monies that are there for these grants, I find they're not up with speed to the times we're in relation to the cost of materials, and it brings a lot of uncertainty to homeowners when they apply for grants and there's a shortfall. But they're very, very worthwhile, and I find it's a great way to keep out in rural Carlow, to meet people that are in isolated areas. And this is an area I find where the public need a good representative. I will continue to serve people in that aspect of my role. As I said, I'm not a sitting councillor, but I still continue to do the grant form for people. Also, there are lots of other grants available, and I find many people don't know about them. This is where you need a good public representative. This is where you need somebody on the ground in the local area to assist people that are unaware of what's out there. There still are a lot of people that are not very familiar with internet or Google, and these are the people that need most help in our society, in our county, in County Carlow. I would also like here this evening to pledge my support to the Women's Refuge in Carlow. I feel that it's a vital service that's not there at the moment for women and families and whatever that find themselves in a very, very different circumstance. I know they're a very active group at the moment. It has been promised for Carlow, and I do think as a collective group, whoever is elected in the next elections in Carlow, the people will decide, I think, that should be a very, very high priority. Also, I feel maybe that some areas are not getting the attention they need in relation to services or infrastructure. You know, rural villages, maybe bad footpaths and bad roads and stuff like that. I think in this day and age that should not be the case. Everybody should have the same quality infrastructure in County Carlow. I suppose, really, maybe that's all I have to say, but the people will decide, and we're in that's the democratic process. The people of this Tullow LEA will decide who they want to be the representative. I hope I am one of those, and if I am, I will do my best, as I did be, well, I did be, the people will decide, as I said, but I will do my best to help people. And not only in the Tullow electoral area, but in the whole of County Carlow, you know, where a public representative will represent the whole of the county. So I think that's all I have to say. I would like to thank you most sincerely for this opportunity, and I think it's a great initiative to give people, candidates and everybody and listeners, an insight into what people have done and are proposing to do. So I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best and all the good people of Kildavin and Clonmacnoise.
Thank you very much, Jim, and thanks for taking the time to participate in the podcast.
And we wish you well, whatever the future holds for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tom Dyle here from Clonegal Kildavin Veteran Players. And I would like to welcome Billy Nolan, Independent. Billy, the airways are yours for the next 5 minutes.
Thanks, Tom. Hi, everybody. I'm committed to working on these issues for the people in the Tullow Muntable area. A programme of local authority house building designed to reduce waiting times on the housing list. More hours must be made available to carers and people that are in need. Greater access to building a house in rural areas. Greater access to local health care services. Tidy towns and environmental grant schemes. Filling potholes and training and tarring lanes. Access to childcare, park and playground facilities. Equal rights and opportunities for adults and children with disabilities and special needs. The provision of industrial parks to create jobs. The creation of development plans for smaller towns and villages in the electoral area. Improved consultation between local communities and council about major decisions which affect them. To reduce commercial rates. Also no rates year one for new businesses. Real commitment to developing the tourism potential in our electoral area. Wheelchair access to shops and public buildings. Drug eradication is very important. No pylons over countryside, only an underground supply. I have been constantly involved in public and community life, playing active roles in the Old Carlow Society, the IFA, the Nolan Clan, Ballon GFC, Tullow Vintage Club and many more. I have fundraised for special needs on many occasions, provided land for the play school and walkway from the hall to the church in Ballon Village, and I'm on the parish council. That's me, and I'm going forward for, as you know, for local elections in the Tullow area, and I would love if you'd consider me for a number one vote. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Billy, for taking the time to participate in our podcast, and we wish you well in whatever the future holds for you.
Thank you.
Tom Dyle here from Clonegal Kildavin Veteran Players, and I would like to welcome John Pender, Fianna Fáil. John, the airways are yours for the next 5 minutes.
Good evening, listeners. My name is John Pender. I'm a current member of the County Council. I live in Friarstown, which is just near Grange in the northern part of the area, just outside Tullow. I've been a councillor now since 1985. I married to Mary, and we have three children. Our eldest girl is Suzanne. She's a journalist and nurse. Many of your listeners would probably have known her from reading the paper. My son Dan is in Dublin. He's a PR consultant. And my youngest girl, Barbara, she's in human resources. So we have five grandchildren. Suzanne has two girls, and Daniel has three boys. So we have lots of family interests, and we're a happy family, and I wouldn't be able to do this job without the support of my family, and I want to acknowledge that as well. I'm, as you said, Tom, a Fianna Fáil candidate, and I'm joined by my colleague, Councillor John MacDonald. John was first elected in the last election, and John and I have worked very well together over the past 5 years, and with the support of the people in the Tullow Municipal District, we'd be hoping to be able to continue that. I suppose when you come to a podcast like this, I suppose the first question people are asking is the problems of the day, and I suppose the first big problem is the weather. It's something none of us can do anything about, but certainly as I go around canvassing, I'm finding it's the number one issue on all doors. Farmers are particularly tormented over the whole situation. It's so difficult to get crops and field work done. Same way with livestock farmers, they can't let out livestock to graze. And of course the householder can't get to tend or look after their gardens. And then we have the ongoing difficulties with our roads. Many of the roads have been badly damaged by the bad weather. Shores have been blocked, gullies blocked, soak pits full, all kinds of problems. But hopefully the council engineer for the area has assured me that when the weather improves, he's hoping to be able to solve a lot of these difficulties right throughout the Tullamore Municipal. Another big issue is housing, and housing has always been, and in particular in more recent times, a huge issue. Young people are trying to get homes themselves. We have, on the one hand, people who are on the council list, they're looking for housing. There are another group of young people who are trying to procure mortgages, and with house prices rising, it's always difficult for them to maybe to get on the property ladder. And then, of course, a big issue in the rural areas, of course, is young people trying to get planning, and that's gone more difficult as well. A lot of young couples now are encountering all kinds of difficulties in order to procure planning. The next thing I just want to say to all the voters is to make sure that you're on the register to vote. There's a new online system for voting, for getting on the register now. But if anyone wants a form, any of the candidates, I'm sure, will facilitate them with a form. But it's important to make sure that you're on the register. I think that in this election, the electorate have a very varied choice. At the moment, I understand there are 15 candidates who have expressed an interest in standing in the Tullow area. So there's choices for all tastes, and people can make up their own minds. But I want to wish all of the candidates all the best of luck, and hopefully with the support that I will get, I will be there for another term, and I'd appeal to everybody to look after the Fianna Fáil team, John MacDonald and myself. And in the two of us, you'll have a good team of candidates who will represent your interests and well-being right throughout the area. In conclusion, I want to thank you, Tom, and your team here in Kildavin for organising the podcast. It's a first for me, and I hope many of your listeners will enjoy it. So, again, I ask thank you, and I ask you, the public, to give me your number one vote. Gurmila Mahagiv Galair.
Thank you, John, for taking the time to participate in our podcast. And we wish you well in whatever the future holds for you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks to all our participants for their generosity with their time. Remember, polling is on June 7th. We hope that you, our listeners, have a better understanding of what each candidate stands for. You will hear from the remaining candidates in one of our other two April episodes. Thank you all for listening, and remember, your vote is important, and we would encourage you to exercise it.